Good morning. Welcome to Perspectives. I'm Celeste Baragni, and this morning my guest is Lynn Tillotson. She's the president and CEO of Visit Portland. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Celeste. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us, and tell us about Visit Portland. What is it you do there?
We are a convention and visitors bureau. Somebody also might call us a destination marketing organization. There's several names for our organization and what we do. But essentially, our whole role is to market this area, the greater Portland region, for potential visitors and for tourism. So we reach out to individual couples or families that are coming and give them inspiration for traveling here. We work with meeting planners to bring meetings and conferences, the motor coach market. We work with the international market, mostly throughout Europe. We also work with the sporting events that may come here, media or journalists and influencers, and the cruise ships. So we're pretty broad. Anybody that may want to visit, we want to inspire them to come.
Tell us about winter weekdays.
That started last year. If you recall, there was some press about restaurants closing. It's a tough time of year in the wintertime. And a few of us in the community, the Chamber, Visit Portland, Portland Downtown, and Hospitality Maine all got together and said, what can we do to help these folks? And it started as Winter Wednesday last year. We heard from some restaurants that Wednesday was their toughest day of the year. And so we put together Winter Wednesdays. And it was successful. Restaurants or coffee shops, breweries, anybody could put a deal on the website, and we encourage people to go out on a Wednesday. We had an opportunity to evolve that. It's not just Wednesday that a business might struggle. They may need help on a Monday or a Tuesday or Wednesday or a Thursday or all of them. So now we changed it for our second year, so we'll continue with this now as winter weekdays. And any business can put a deal up there, any food and beverage business, or we expanded it to hotels. Doesn't cost anything for them to do this. And we're marketing winter weekdays in Maine and New England and down into Boston for people to get out and enjoy a little bit of food with friends and family or do a little staycation overnight.
Yeah, it's nice to catch up over dinner in a nice, cozy place. As a matter of fact, we just had Jeff from Nonesuch River Brewing in yesterday. His restaurant and brewery is taking place with winter weekdays. They chose Tuesdays, so you can go into Nonesuch River Brewing on Tuesdays for their special deal. Go to winterweekdays.com and find a list of participating restaurants, breweries, different places that are taking part and find out which day their deal is.
Jeff is such a great guy, and Nonesuch is a really great partner. We're excited that he put out a deal, and it helps residents as well. Everything's expensive these days, so just to get a little bit of a value is worth it, and it offers one location for people to go to find all the deals rather than going, oh, I feel like going to this place. Wonder if they have any specials going on. Now I got to go to this website or this website. It makes it a little easier for everybody.
And don't forget about Maine Restaurant Week. That's getting ready to kick off on March 1st, I believe, right?
Yes. We've got that promoted on the homepage of the website as well. They do a great job for the state for decades, so we definitely support Maine Restaurant Week for sure.
We look forward to that every year. My family does, and we'll go on the website together and go through all the restaurants that we want to make sure we hit up. This is a wonderful time for you to try a restaurant that you've never tried before or to support the restaurants that are your favorites.
That's a big thing, is really getting locals and people to come out and support the places that we love so much. Because it is tougher for them this time of year. I mean, the busy season with visitors really allow them to hang tight throughout the year. But that extra boost of traffic into their business really helps. And it helps people stay employed as well.
Portland's got so many different hotels and accommodations. When I went to visit Portland.com, I was surprised at how many different places to stay we have. Highlight some of them. Like, what is an adventure resort?
An adventure resort, it's a little bit more of some activities that you can go and do as well as your time to stay. Maybe some glamping with some activities and different things like that.
We've got campgrounds and bed and breakfasts and lots of lodges and cabins and private rentals. And if you go to visitportland.com, you can get a whole list of them. There are ideas up there that I never would have thought of.
Oh, good. You know, our job is to inspire people to come here. here. But once they've decided to come here, we need to provide them the tools to help them plan. So the website's a big part of that.
You have accommodations for every style and every budget up there. Whether you're traveling with your kids or you're on your honeymoon, there's something for everybody. I noticed you're partnered up with Amtrak. Tell me what that's about.
Yeah, we partnered up with Amtrak for winter weekdays because we're doing marketing in Boston. We want people to come up to Portland and spend a little time with us, do an overnight, and eat in all of our restaurants and infuse some funds into our community. And so when we started talking about that, Amtrak was absolutely on board. They're like, we'll help with that. We'll give them a great deal. They're really amazing partners.
So everybody, make sure you tell your friends in the Boston area to come on down for winter weekdays here in Maine. Lynn, one of the great things that I love so much about Portland is our accessibility. And at Visit Portland, you guys really put an emphasis on it.
It's an effort that we are evolving into. We really wanted to highlight areas that are accessible for people who may struggle with mobility, because Portland specifically can be a little difficult to get around with the cobblestone streets and the buildings. So it's important for us to be able to share that information for visitors, because we want anybody to feel welcome coming to our area. Of all abilities, all nationalities, all races, it's important to us. And we're evolving into that as well as our community continues to grow. It's a big mission of ours.
How did the idea of Winter Wednesdays and Winter Weekdays get started?
Well, I mentioned about the closures, but also a part of that is our food and beverage community is a huge identity for us. We know about the working waterfront that also draws people here, and our fishermen and lobstermen, but all of that fuels all the food and all the inspiration that's happening with all of these restaurants. And so we're known as a food community. When people think about coming here, we hear from visitors all the time. We're like, oh my gosh, we hear you have so many amazing restaurants. Well, that means we needed to protect those restaurants. It is so important. I mean, so many people, they may get a little irritated sometimes if it's too busy during the busy season, but all of that, all of those visitors really sustain all of these wonderful restaurants that we all love and enjoy. So overall, for the enjoyment of our residents and for the visitors, protecting our food and beverage community is essential to our identity.
Once again, everybody, get out there and enjoy a night out or a lunch out. Winterweekdays.com, and you can also visit portland.com to get more information about that. Lynn, thanks for taking some time to talk with us.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Lynn Tillotson, President and CEO of Visit Portland. I'm Celeste Baragni. This has been Perspectives.